In 2023, I started and closed an SEO membership, and we are going to talk all the details. I'm going to tell you the good, the bad, the ugly, the what I didn't expect, and what no courses or memberships that I took about running a membership told me. And I don't know why, so I'm going to tell you guys. Now, I started this membership, Private Jet SEO membership, on March 1st. And I will admit, I did a lot of things wrong. I didn't know what I was doing. It's my first thing. And I want to make it clear at the beginning, I'm not saying memberships are not good. I think memberships are amazing, and there are many out there that do so, so well. I think that there was a mix of things, but number one, like, I don't think I'm necessarily the best person to run one. Number two, I think the timing was just so off for me. And number three, I think there are some things you have to be considerate about between someone who's doing a really successful membership in a general area versus in a niche area. So I think my expectations were a bit off. And then I think there were just some things I was genuinely not aware of. And had I known, I don't think I would have done it. So I decided to found a membership actually at the end of 2022 because I had heard of Evelyn Weiss. Evelyn Weiss is killing it with a membership. Like, the probably the person doing the best with memberships anywhere I've ever seen. Evelyn Weiss runs a three-tiered membership program. So like the bottom one, I don't remember the names of them off the top of my head. I probably should have looked them up, but this is pretty off the cuff. So we're just going to go for it. The bottom one is like $7 or $9 a month. And it's basically like how to kind of start figuring out what you might want to coach on for a membership. Then the second tier is like $49 a month, and it's like Funnels and Ads Pro, I think, where it's more about like, okay, now you have the idea, and it includes that smaller membership. Now you have that idea. Okay, now you're going to run Facebook ads to it. Here's how to set those up. So I actually bought that course at first more to just figure out Facebook ads because everyone kept telling me to do them. I don't like Facebook ads. That could be another video if you guys would like it. Write Facebook ads in the comments. And then if I get enough, I'll make a video. And I'll talk about everything I've learned about Facebook ads. But then there was the higher level one, which was, I don't remember the name of it. I think like maybe Coach Growth Hub, maybe. I don't know. That was like $700 a year. So her whole thing is low ticket memberships, but she's making like millions from this. Now she's also really like clear. She's on YouTube as well. I'll link her YouTube. She's also very clear that like she is spending a lot of money on a team to manage this though. So like she's not doing it all herself. Now I took this and I definitely felt a bit greedy. And I was like, cool, I want like to have recurring revenue every single month from teaching. I think a lot of people, when they sell a product, eventually, especially if it has ongoing support, they start to get frustrated that they're not continually making money off of it. And I wasn't quite at that point yet, but I'd heard enough people saying that, that I was like, oh, cool. Like, yeah, I want to make money every month. That sounds great. Let's like keep having those people continue to pay me. I don't love that, to be honest now. But that's what I was thinking, honestly, at the time. And at the time, it was fall 2022. So my website was doing well, but I wasn't really selling a lot of my SEO roadmap course because I didn't really talk about it, didn't really know how to talk about it. I was kind of stuck. I didn't really know how to market it. And rather than learn to market it, I decided to make a new thing that was kind of confusing to my other thing. The questions I got all the time were, how is this different than like the roadmap? Which should I get? I don't understand. And I respect that because like it was confusing. And I asked Evelyn about it a couple times, but like, because she hasn't taken my stuff, I don't think she was able to give a super helpful answer on it. Not her fault. I just don't think she understood the delineation the way that I was trying to. And I don't know. There was miscommunication. I don't think she could have helped me on this. And I think I just had to figure it out kind of on the go. Now, I decided to start this membership, but I honestly thought it was going to be kind of a three-tiered membership situation. So where Evelyn has her $700 a year offer at the top, I thought that would be my roadmap. And it's going to stay like the permanent price, but like that's kind of how this would fit in. Then we'd have Private Jet, and then beneath that, we'd have something else called like Business Class SEO or something. Everything was going to be like travel word SEO sort of a thing, and that was the way this was going to work. I mapped it out over months. I like kept redoing it. This is the thing I've planned the most probably in my entire life. So I was like on it with the planning, and I was really trying to figure out what to include, how to help people, how to make this super, super valuable. Now, this was going to be the middle tier, so it was going to be $49 or $47 a month. I genuinely don't remember which one I ended up with. And unfortunately, I deleted the sales page off of Thrivecart, so it will no longer show me any data about it. And unfortunately, with like PayPal and Stripe, they convert to CAD, so I can't tell. So it was one of the two. close enough. But that is, yeah, that was how I was selling the course. Now, I'm going to show you what's in the course first, then we're going to talk about like the launch, how much I made, and some more information. But just before we do that, I want to show you the setup. So basically, the way that I ran this course was with Thrivecart. So Thrivecart can do membership sites, but doesn't have like the kind of collaboration area or like where you can chat. So I used a free Facebook group for that. And that is the same thing that Evelyn does. So genuinely, like, was just following her methods to a T. And I, before anyone's like, oh, her methods work, like you just did them wrong. Yeah, I think that's true. I think that they didn't work for me. And I think a large part of that has to do with me. And I will talk about that for sure. I'm just saying that, like, that's where I learned all of these things that I was doing. So in Thrivecart, I used PayPal and Stripe for my payment processors. I'll talk about that, why that was a problem in a second, but don't use PayPal. Short answer. But that's how I did process payments. So then we had our system set up in Thrivecart where people could do kind of their general access. So here they would find information on what we kind of had going. They would have all the basics, kind of how the course runs or membership runs. And then they had some evergreen stuff that they could access immediately, especially because at the beginning, we didn't have the monthly masterclass or the monthly co-working calls yet because they hadn't happened yet. So they got a six-figure flight plan, which I thought was a really cute name, and I was really proud of it. But this is basically like an actionable workbook to go from creating your site to making some affiliate money. I do not think it's nearly as good as the SEO roadmap, but it does have some similarities to it. So it was like, okay, kind of your mindset on it, very much the way that Evelyn's, her roadmap is very like, and she calls hers a roadmap, but my main course is called the SEO roadmap. So I had to differentiate. This is like her exact template for it too. Her starts with mindset. So I was like, cool, start with mindset. And then we kind of went over to setting up WordPress, SEO optimized posts, link building, monetizing your blog. So that was kind of the like basic setup. Now, a lot of these were things that I actually like sent my own team. So like link building and the SEO optimized posts, those were trainings I did for my team actually. So they were getting like really like how my site runs sort of information, which is kind of similar to the way that like Evelyn kind of did, like, not that they're how her site runs, but it's more like exactly how she did the things and less like, here's some theory. I like the idea of like actionable stuff more. And it's why the roadmap has always had like theory and then like, here's me applying it to a niche site kind of element. Cause just telling someone how to find a keyword is not the same as showing them you finding a keyword. You know what I mean? So then they got a workbook, which was the little magnifying glass. And then the light bulb would be a video, and all of them were Loom videos so that they could watch them. And then the Loom videos had captions and speed and stuff that they could change as they wished. But that was kind of the basis here. Then they also had post outlines that were like, okay, here's a template for things to do post. These are different than my AI outlines because this came long before I had my AI outlines. So this would be like, okay, here's the headers you should go for. Here's like an idea of how to structure this. And here are some things to include in it. And that was really where these came from, especially because people would ask me about like quiz posts or certain like zero volume style keywords. And they were like, how do I write them? And so that's where some of these came from, was like X to Y or X versus Y are really common zero volume keyword posts. And people didn't know how to structure that because there was no example. So example given, sort of a thing. Then we have the 1 year content calendar, which I think was probably my favorite part after the six figure flight plan. And the six figure flight plan was largely because it was just so pretty, but I thought this was pretty cool. I decided to do a yearly calendar for them that every week suggested what to write on. And so basically it'd be like, okay, depending on your niche, here's kind of an idea of what you should go for. Here's kind of like the theme of the post that you should do. And it was really meant for a true beginner of like, you have no content yet. Here's how we would do it. And then if you had a site, you would adjust this a little bit. So like, okay, if you've already done your summer in Toronto post, then write another summary post. Like it was that kind of a thing. And then the month would have tips about like, okay, what season are we targeting? What should we be doing this month? Like, what are we focusing on here? And I really liked that because it was kind of a good guide for people to move forward. So they got that as well. And now, just if anyone's wondering, if you wanted these, the outline templates and the content calendar are in the SEO roadmap now. The flight plan, all those lessons are in the roadmap, but like expanded upon and done better because I think I've learned a lot since then in a year. So they've all been updated and are more in depth now. But yeah, that's really how this kind of started. Then there were three other, or kind of four other things that people got. So they would also get a backlink newsletter. Now, this did not last very long. Initially, the point was that they would get like a monthly newsletter that would have five high DA backlink opportunities for guest posts. And these were not like, okay, I went into a Facebook group and screenshotted it. Like I went out, I mined some places that like offered guest posts. They were always places that had actual traffic and like were on Mediavine or Raptive or like Ezoic, but like getting significant traffic. I worked really hard for them. And so it was really cool to offer it. People weren't using it. So in the end, we ended up retiring it. And then I would just, and that was like based on a poll I asked them and like people, or people emailing me saying like, I'm just too overwhelmed to use them. So I was like, okay, well, we'll put that energy somewhere else. So this got retired kind of partway through the membership. And then I would just send like screenshots or every now and then just share a site with them in the Facebook group. That way it was still happening, but it wasn't necessarily happening as often. And then we had our monthly co-working call and our monthly masterclass. The co-working call was always themed, like, okay, we're going to do keyword research together for an hour. And you can ask questions about it as we do it. Then the masterclasses were themed around a different topic every time. Fun fact, I was on new meds at the very first one. So I was pausing every 5 minutes to go and be violently ill. But if you watch it back, you don't notice, which is kind of interesting. So yeah, I persevered through a lot for this. But yeah, the point of it was to have like a masterclass every month that was like, I love teaching live. I ran a masterclass in August, the 6 month of 50K masterclass. It has since become a like course that I keep selling. And it was one of the most fun things I've taught. It was really fun to teach live. So I wanted to do more of that. And that's really where this came from was, okay, now I don't have to market a live masterclass every month. I just get people who are ready to have it, which is really cool to me. Yeah, so that was the part I was probably most excited to like when I was planning this to have included. Then we had our Facebook group, and this is where the last element kind of came in. This is where initially the model that Evelyn uses is once a week, she would do Q&A calls, like a kind of big Zoom, everyone could come to it. I unfortunately timed this very poorly. So I founded the membership March 1st. That's when we launched the sales and everything for it. March 1st was the day I started being a nomad. And so it was really hard to manage running a membership, and I couldn't really commit to a weekly Q&A while I was on the road. I was initially supposed to move to Europe. It fell through. It didn't work out. If you guys want a video about that, I will happily make one. I guess put Europe in the comments if you'd like me to, because I'm still salty about it and will happily rant for a little bit. But that fell through. So I had sold everything but my car and a suitcase. So I decided to road trip for 6 months across the US and Canada. And I didn't really consider how hard that would be or how little Wi-Fi there would be. So it was rough trying to manage that, especially like being alone with a dog, driving 8 hours a day and then needing to find time to do calls and stuff. So I knew that I could only commit to once a month. But I didn't like people asking a question and having to wait for a full month to get an answer. That felt like too much. That was like, okay, well, a month to get a quick answer on something, it's not fair. So I decided instead to time shift it. So we would do, or make it time shifted. So we would do Loom videos instead. And I gave myself a rule of 5 minutes max. But I am incapable of handling time management. So it often ended up with longer videos and it was taking me so much time to do. And I really wanted it to be able to be like, hey, I can like, I'll review posts, I'll answer all your questions, I'll do tutorials, everything. I wanted to do it all. But for $50 a month per person, and it was actually less in the end, and I'll talk about that, it was really hard to sustain. And definitely like I was already so burnt out from the way that I was traveling, which is like not a good travel style for me. I was stressed and burnt out from like health and mental health issues. And yeah, it just ultimately was not sustainable for me. Like that just couldn't keep happening. Now, when I say it was less than the actual amount, that's because I had affiliate set up. I'm a big proponent of affiliates. I love affiliates. I would much rather pay an affiliate than pay for Facebook ads. I never bought ads for this membership. Maybe if I did, it would have grown bigger. I don't really like Facebook ads. And that was a whole other learning experience last year. Again, comment Facebook ads and I might make a video. Well, if we have enough people, I'll make a video, I promise. But people have to actually want it because otherwise I'll just be sad talking about it basically. But yeah, anyway, so I didn't do that. But so I was like, okay, I'd rather give people the money than give Zuckerberg the money. But I did probably too high of a percentage. I like to do 30% for all of my offers. That is not sustainable for something like this that has so many one-to-one elements. Now, Evelyn has a team that like do post reviews and do like so for hers, you get a weekly, I think weekly, maybe monthly sales page review. You get like, yeah, weekly Q&A with her. There's all sorts of stuff that's in there. But her team is supporting on a lot of those elements. And that's a really big part of it. I didn't have a team doing any of this. It was just me. So eventually I hired a VA, but it was literally just me handling the whole thing. And because I was doing all the live elements and I was giving away 30% of the fee, the membership fee every month, like I did not have like, okay, it only goes for 6 months or it only goes for three. Like you just permanently got that. And unfortunately it was also from people who like hadn't promoted the membership even. It was referrals because like they had brought me the person from somewhere else. And I do, again, fully believe in paying the referral fee. If someone's like, hey, I brought them to your sphere and they keep buying stuff, yeah, of course you should make the commission. But it felt harder to justify when it was like, okay, but I'm doing hours of work every week on this and it's taking up all my time. It's taking up all my energy and all like my mental energy. And like, you've never even promoted this actual thing. It just, I don't know. It felt weird. I think I was just like more resentful about the time and how drained I was. Like, and the resentment really came like I was resenting myself for putting myself in this situation. So I definitely got frustrated, but it was still on me entirely the whole time. So that is important to remember. Now I do think Evelyn's methods would work if I had done some things differently. So like I probably scaled up too fast. I probably also should have had a team to help with more of the stuff. And eventually I did hire a VA. And largely the reason I needed to hire a VA goes back to the PayPal issue, which I'll mention in a second. But I do think like Evelyn's version isn't possible for a lot of niches. And I didn't really understand that. So like when I launched, I had a goal of 200 members. And I was like genuinely, I was like, that's going to be so easy. It's going to be, we're going to hit that so fast. We never did. We hit like, I think 120 members max, like at our highest peak. Unfortunately, because I deleted the sales page, I don't have those metrics anymore. So I can't see how many people total ever bought it. But it was around 120. And that was a really good number. Like for a membership launch, that honestly is pretty amazing, especially for a first membership that didn't really have content yet. Most people start with like 10, 20 people. So like looking back, I should have been really proud, but I was just upset that I didn't hit the 200 because that had really been my goal. I also, because like I niched down, right? So this was just for travel bloggers. People often ask like, when are you going to make a like general travel, course instead of the SEO roadmap? And I'm like, I'm not going to, because it's exactly the same stuff. It's just the examples will be different. Like, and like maybe three lessons would change. So it's not worth it to me. And travel is what I love and what I know best. So I really wanted to stick with that. And ultimately I probably could have branched out except for the fact that the backlink newsletter was very travel specific and the templates. Other than that, if I had like kind of ignored those parts, it would have worked for any niche. And we did have like one or two people from other niches, but it was largely travel. And I think that put some people off for sure. So then we had the payment issues. And the payment issues were what I didn't expect and what I do not understand why more membership courses do not talk about. I have not heard of any of them mentioning this. And I've only taken a couple, so maybe I missed it in other courses. But the rebill issues and like payment issues and things like that are so draining. So every membership has churn rate. Churn rate is the percentage of people who do not stick around, who like refund it or, well, I guess cancel it every month. Like, and some people will always cancel stuff. Like not everyone's going to stay for eternity. This is not the way it works. People have money issues. People have like, it's just like not the month for them. They're working on something else. Like it happens. It's totally normal. I took it so personally. Every time someone would cancel, I felt like I had failed them and I had done everything wrong. And I think that does go back to like exactly how poor of a place I was in. Also because like I am a perfectionist and I am a people pleaser and I want to over deliver. And I was so upset that I hadn't done that for those people. And I was like, okay, this is me failing them. And that sucked. It like really hurt me every time that was happening and would just like ruin my spirits for the rest of the day. Now, and also cause problems because PayPal allows people to cancel within PayPal. And it would do weird stuff. So sometimes it would, like, if they canceled it in the middle of an active month, it would refund them for that month, even though we were like, they were trying to cancel for the next month. So then I'd like lose a month of it, which was really weird and like frustrating. And like PayPal was like, oh, we can't change that. And I was like, well, then why do you exist, PayPal? Honestly, what's the point of this? Their fees are high. So on top of like the 30% for a lot of the referrals, yeah, I was also losing significant amounts to PayPal. That's a normal thing. Like when you run a business, you need to expect some of that. But then we also had issues where rebill issues. So I just genuinely didn't know to expect this. Now, I have a ton of money issues. I have a diagnosed money phobia, which is super fun to have. And unfortunately, that means that like I'm also hyper vigilant about money. I'm also like terrified of ever inconveniencing anybody. So for me, I pay off my credit card like so anally. I am such a freak about it, and I know I am. But because of that, like I think like once my credit card like dinged at a supermarket, and the way my heart sunk, and like I just felt so sick. And it was such one of those like, I don't know, like it's part of my anxiety for sure, where I just like don't want people to look at me about money. So I was like, oh no, it's done. It's over. Like, let's call it today. We're out. Satan, take me. We're over. We're done here. And I'm not saying that other people are bad for having issues with their credit card. I'm just saying for me, I internalize a lot of issues around money. So it didn't occur to me. And people, yeah, like they have credit card issues. Their office pays them late. There's like just timing weirdness about like when it can go through. They forget to pay. Like I definitely know people who have forgotten to pay their credit card off. It happens to so many people. It just didn't occur to me. And that's important. So because of that, what happens with ThriveCart is like if there's a payment issue, they will try the card 3 times. After that third time, they just shut it down. And they're just like, okay, nope, it's done. And that's fine for a membership, for subscription, like for a subscription membership, that's okay. For payment plans, it's a freaking nightmare. That's a whole other issue. It's why I struggle with payment plans. It's a whole other thing. But for the membership, it was frustrating because like eventually I closed the membership. So I had to keep making fake sales pages for people to then like get back in if they figured out their credit card a couple of days later. So it was really, really annoying. And again, I felt like I was the failure. So like I was not critical of the student. I was mad at myself. I was mad that I didn't have processes set up. I felt dumb and stupid for not having this all organized. I was so frustrated that like I didn't have better ways of handling it. And every time a failed rebill happened, it kind of, again, felt like I had failed and this person was like, just didn't want to be here, which like I know is not the case like for what a rebill is, but like that's how it would feel. It felt the same as someone canceling. And people canceled and like gave me their reasons. And like 99% of the time, it was something I couldn't deal with or like couldn't change, which was their own financial situation. I can't control people's finances. That's not on me. I definitely want to help people get more money. But like today, I can't magically be like, bippity boppity boo, you're a billionaire. I wish I could. I would do it to all of you guys, honestly. Well, maybe not some people, not the Bezoses of the world. They're fine. But like, I would do it to all the lovely people in my audience. But I couldn't do that. So unfortunately, like that was out of my control. And again, is a normal part of churn rate. I just didn't know to expect that. People had said like, oh, there's an average percentage. Rarely did they say that number. Evelyn does talk about the average percentage number. I don't remember it off the top of my head, but like I still felt really personal about it. Cause I was like, but I give so much. And like, that's my choice though. So it was very much, yeah, 6 of 1, half a dozen of the other. It was rough. It was hard, to figure it out for myself and to not put myself down for a lot of this stuff. And I think like, because of where I was at physically and mentally with my health, I couldn't take on more than that. And it was just becoming really a problem. Now, also because of the rebill issues and like the canceled payments, and when people cancel a payment, then because I had so many moving parts, I needed to manually go in and like remove them from the Facebook group and remove them from the email chain, and like ThriveCart automatically removes them from that membership portal. But because this membership existed in so many places, I then had to go find them. And I didn't really realize that at first either. Again, on me, something I had to then figure out. So that was a whole thing. Now, because of all of this, I then had to hire my first VA. And like, Alex has been amazing. Love her. She's an amazing, amazing VA. But I wouldn't necessarily have needed her as quickly as I did. I think honestly, I'm glad I hired her when I did and like would 100% do it again. But I think I would have been able to wait a little bit longer maybe, or at least put more of her effort into other things that were moving the needle a lot more. Private jet was not getting new signups. So people would join, they would participate, they would say how much they loved it. I like didn't really talk about it a ton, partially because like I did end up having issues with it versus the roadmap being kind of confusing, that like there were these two SEO offers. Which one do you pick? Blah, blah. It was like a whole thing. And that was a problem that I tried to clarify ahead of time. And I did talk to Evelyn a couple times on our Q&A calls, but I think because she's not an SEO, she didn't necessarily understand. I don't think I explained it perfectly why it would be too similar. And that happens. Like, I think her offers are significantly different enough and I didn't have that. So there was a lot of confusion there. So I ended up closing private jet because it just wasn't getting new members. It wasn't having like a good intake rate for new people. And I think to some extent, I thought maybe it would stop people from like joining and then leaving and then coming back 3 months later or something. Because some people did that because we would do the master classes. You would then get it get a 3 month replay sort of situation for it before it expired. And no criticism to them. I've done that before with stuff for sure. Like none of the stuff people have done have I not done, like totally normal. I just didn't expect it. Again, I didn't think ahead for this. So I thought maybe it would help with that. I thought maybe, it would also just save me from feeling bad that I wasn't marketing it. Maybe it would stop the confusion. And like, ultimately my whole goal was to sell the SEO roadmap. Like that is my ultimate course, my favorite course. And I think the best course I have, honestly, but this was getting in the way. So I just closed it and I was like, okay, no new members. And then I realized I never wanted to sell it again. Like I kept being like, oh, okay, I'll do a launch maybe then. And then I was like, oh, do I have to do a launch? Like I don't really want to do it. And like, usually I get quite excited for a launch. I don't love all the tech and like, I don't know, I'm not very good at like a big plan launch. I just like being like, hey, it's ready, come get it. That's something I enjoy doing. I love bonuses. I love things like that. But for this one, I was like, why don't I want to do this? And really, when I took the month off and like in September of 2023, I took the whole month off work and like left my team to it. And like, God bless them. They are amazing. They handled things so well. It was such a good like idea. This is why you hire amazing people. And this is why you like hire people you can trust and you train them well and like you pay them well, because that's important too. It was really... like I really realized how much energy I was spending on this and how much my stomach would sink every time I thought of it. And I was like, okay, this is just not serving me right now. This is just not for me. And I felt really bad about it because I knew people really liked it and I was so happy to support people, but it was like the have to's of, you always have to like plan out your month. And now there's 2 days a month where you have to know where you're going to be. For most people, that's not a problem. For me, that is horrible. Like, I love this job because I don't have to show up in an office every day. I don't have to be like, okay, Monday, I'm going to have a meeting at 2 p.m. Like, I hate that. I hate schedules. I hate having to like be somewhere at a certain time. I don't enjoy it. So for me, it was really, really, really challenging to be like, okay, now I have to do this. And of course, if someone buys a membership, they want to know when the calls are going to be. They're like, hey, I want like more than a day's notice. I really like giving a day's notice. So it ultimately just was not the thing I should have done. And yeah, it was a learning opportunity and I'm really glad people came along for the ride. And I'm very happy with like the feedback that I got. Everything was really positive. People really enjoyed the membership. And a lot of the negatives like were just things I was not prepared for, were my mental health taking a ding, were me not having proper expectations, initially not having good systems set up. That's really why I closed the membership. So I announced it in end of September, maybe beginning of October, like somewhere around where I was technically off, but kind of was back. And then it closed its doors October 31st officially. I still gave people 2 months to like catch up and finish up any of the old masterclasses that they wanted. And then we removed everyone from the Facebook group except for the two of my team members. We removed everybody from the ThriveCart area, so there's no more students in there. We still have like, I think we still actually haven't deleted the like tag in the email system, but we don't send emails to them anymore. So that's done too. Ultimately it was finally wrapped up and closed for good. So that's really the story of the SEO, SEO roadmap of private jet SEO. Now, I posted in my Facebook group to like let people ask questions, and I want to make sure I hit all of them. So the number one, I guess, one that I should say officially is, how much time per week did it take you to run the membership? This was on me, but it was taking like 20 plus hours a week. And that's because I was doing like all of these little Loom videos. And I do think that's why like a Q&A even once a week makes more sense, because you're like, hey, you get an hour of my time. That's it. The co-working call was like kind of came out of me feeling bad for not doing a live element like that. I think they were really good. And I did like, this is the thing, is I loved doing the live elements. The planning just freaking sucked. I hated planning out like, okay, I know in 2 weeks I have to make sure I'm at a hotel and not in the woods or something. And that's a me thing. That's very much a Nina issue, but something to consider for sure. So I didn't really think about that. And I think that that was ultimately a big part of the downfall. Did you feel that you were on a sort of treadmill and that's why you shut it down? Yeah, 100%. I also think with advertising the membership and even advertising my other offers, the roadmap is like my baby. That is my be all and end all. That is where all of my energy really goes. And even in their Facebook group, I try to do a lot of this stuff all the time. So the roadmap gets like, we do a Q&A call at least once a quarter. We're doing them more like once a month. It just depends on how my health is. So I took a couple months off last year at the end of the year because I wasn't doing great. So like I didn't want to show up on camera and pretend I was okay. I was doing that enough with the private jet SEO membership. There were so many membership calls where I was like bedridden and trying so hard to pretend that I was okay for the 2 hours. And that really sucked. And like, and I think that drained me the most and was, again, a Nina thing, like not something that other people might have to go through. But for me, it was a huge issue. I did so many where like I was literally like vomiting for hours beforehand. And I would like at our midway break, run to the bathroom, come back, because I was just like, I was not well. And that's really hard to do anything with live elements when you feel that way. So I definitely think that was a big part of it. And I think, yeah, like with advertising it, I wanted to advertise the roadmap the most. And I still wasn't really comfortable with advertising until like midway through 2023. I'm still not like totally comfortable with it. I have to like work up to like, I have to like remind myself to do it, I guess, unless I'm doing a launch, which is why I like launches, because I'm like, okay, I know I'm talking about this thing now. but yeah, I advertised it for a while when it first launched, and it just like never... new members never really seemed to come in. So I was like, okay, we'll just close it then. Because like, why am I spending the effort on it? And I feel like that's something to consider too, is when you run a membership, I do think closed memberships work pretty well. I also wish I had thought of closing it from the beginning and then kind of theming the months of like, okay, we're going to flow through things. Because like, I stopped posting the masterclasses here after a bit because it's just easier to put them in the Facebook group, because we would do like, we'd live stream it there as well as having the Zoom. So we did do them up till October. And I don't remember what all of them were. But you can see that like it went from Backlink Bonanza, which is now my guest posting masterclass course, to Google Search Console, to quizzes, which is now my quiz course, to outlines and secondary keywords. Like it wasn't super cohesive, I guess. And it didn't feel like it was... like, I feel like we should have followed the six-figure flight plan a little bit more with them, with the masterclasses. Maybe that would have been more beneficial to, yeah, like make it kind of grow together a bit more. And I do think that's something that is a benefit to having a semi-open membership or to closing it. I definitely think when you sell any kind of course or anything, closing it is a good idea, or at least like having anything where it's like, this is the last day to get it. Either get it forever, get it with a bonus, get it at this price. That always like has some scarcity to it. And I'm not about like use scarcity to like trick people into it. Like, no, but just it does work. And so closing things is a good way to be like, hey, you're not going to be able to like think about this and get it next week. It works on me too. Like, and it has made me purchase things that I wanted anyway, but I would have waited that extra month to get. So something to consider there. And most of the memberships I know that do really well that don't have a giant team do close. And I think that that could be a benefit to it. I also think I did too much. For $49 a month, where 30% was going to an affiliate for like at least half of the members. I don't remember the exact amount, but like a lot of the members, where I was also paying like the Stripe fees and everything. Then my VA came in and like, honestly, her salary was most of, I think it was almost all of what was left. I think my best month I did maybe 4,500, in that month, but it was more like $3,000 a month before I was paying for like paying my VA. So, yeah. And actually, I don't even know if that included, off the top of my head, I can't remember if that included the affiliates amounts or not. So like I was probably profiting like $500 a month or something, probably less than that. So not worth it for the amount I was putting in. And like looking back at Evelyn's, there were some things that like she was able to do because her team could do it. So like her team does the reviews, her team does a lot of that stuff. Her coaching calls, like her Q&A calls, pardon me, have a time limit, which I think would have been really helpful if I had allowed myself to do it that way. I think if I was the type of person that had like a more stable life where every Monday I know where I am to do this sort of stuff, that would have helped as well. I don't believe in her, at least in her free one, or not free one, pardon me, her funnels one, that she does like a masterclass once a month or anything, or co-working. It's like you have the Q&A call. And then if you want, you can ask for a sales page audit or something like that. I think it's once a week. It might be once a month. I don't remember, but her team does that. Like, so if I'd set it up better, I probably could have done that and maybe scaled it even. If I'd done something more general, like more of a general SEO sort of situation, I do think that would have been more successful. I think having more elements where I don't need to be physically a part of everything all the time. So like one of my favorite memberships is Liz Wilcox's email marketing membership. And like Liz sends an email template. That's it. It comes with a video. It does. It's $9 a month. It's one of my favorite memberships. But Liz does not need to be there in that like live doing that video every week. She's not teaching a brand new thing every week. Now, if you're in her yearly membership, then you get some bonus modules and like extra courses and stuff. I believe once a quarter it is that she does, like a lesson with, she'll like bring in a guest expert. And then I don't remember how often it is. It might be once a month. She does like a 1 hour Q&A for thousands of people. And it's a great Q&A. It is really, it might be 2 hours actually. It is really good, but there's a limit on the amount she's doing. And I think that that's really important. I still think she's massively over delivering for $9 a month. Like you get 4 to 5 templates and you get a welcome sequence and you get like subject lines and you get a launch sequence at the base. And then you're also getting all these other elements. Like that's amazing. Liz also has a team. Liz also has so many people in it. So I think mine was too specific for that to have worked. And that is something to consider if you have one as well. Now in the travel space, my favorite one is Ashley Gets Around. I don't think it has a name. Maybe it does. But she has like her business class flight deals newsletter where for, I think it's like $130 a year, maybe something like that. You get like, not, there's no specific schedule, but you get emails sent to you that are like, here's a cheap business class deal from X to Y. There's no guarantee where it's going to come from. There's no guarantee on the airline. You just get them ad hoc. And I kind of love that. Like, I think you get probably minimum 4 a month, I would say. But you're getting a lot out of it. And it's just an email. There's nothing else a part of it. Like, you're not getting courses or coaching. Like, you're just getting an email of, here's a bunch of cheap flights every now and then in business class. And I really like that. Like, I think that's a great model based on like my rough estimation of how many people she's talked about being in it and how much it is. But I'm also discounting it a bit in case someone got it for cheaper. She's doing anywhere from like, I would say minimum, she's doing $200,000 a year off of it. Like, that's amazing, right? And she limits the number of people in it. I had no plans to limit the number of people. I wanted to maximize the number of people. I think in future, if I did something like this, number one, it would be timed. So it'd be like, okay, 6 months and then done. I think that's a better system. And then I think it would also be higher ticket because there was a ton of coaching happening and it was a lot. And it was basically like a group coaching situation where people got a ton of access to me. And I love that. I love helping people. But for $49 a month, again, where I was getting like, in the end, $500 a month for, I think, I think we ended up with like 80 in the end or something. Like, that's not the best amount of money to make at that point for effort. So that's something to definitely consider. And I'm sure if I had done some things differently, it could have been more profitable. Like, there's ways that this could have worked. It just was not for me. Then someone said, what was the overall reaction when you shut it down? People were so supportive. Like, they were definitely disappointed. I was so ready to be like a third grader being yelled at. I was like waiting for people to scream at me and like be like, no, why would you shut this down? You're like ruining the best thing in my life, which like people did say, this is the best thing I've ever taken, which is like amazing. And so like, it made me sad to close it for that reason. Cause I knew that people loved it. I knew that it was helping people, But ultimately, I had to choose myself, and that was weird and hard to do. But yeah, people were really positive. It was funny when I posted to my free Facebook group about it, like, hey, just an FYI, this is closing. The amount of people who wrote there or emailed me and were like, I'm so sad, I really wanted to buy it. And I was like, this is like a salty response. But I was like, you never did. And like, and yes, to be fair, some of them like had kind of only learned about it or only could have bought it when I'd closed it. So like, that's a part of it. But yeah, there was never as much interest as I'd hoped in it. So I think that was a part of it too. Is running a free community like this awesome Facebook group, that's where they asked, more profitable and rewarding than the membership? Yes and no. I mean, I'm just addicted to Facebook, honestly, and I have a lot of health problems and I try to dissociate from them by working and by doing stuff like going on social media. That's why I don't have a social strategy. I just jump on and do stuff. So I guess kind of yes, because I can, this is the thing too, it's in my paid groups, I do not feel comfortable promoting affiliates and things like that in there because they paid to be in the space, which means it should not be a space where I am selling to them. That's not something I do very often. If I do, it's like, hey, here's a special discount on something that is just for the roadmap. They get extra discounts on keyword research or when I do blog post outlines or blog audits, like when I have those open, they get a discount on it. Not on coaching so far anyway, but who knows? Just depends on the launch, I guess. But otherwise, like I don't feel comfortable selling to them in that group. So the free group definitely, like when I promote like Link Whisper or Lyrical Host or something like that, is semi-profitable. I have not done any sort of work to figure out like cost for versus effort, I guess, like how many hours I'm putting in. Because I don't know. And honestly, I use it a lot of times to just like try and stay kind of sane. So I definitely think that based on that, it probably isn't that profitable, but I do really like helping people. My whole business started because I was helping people in free Facebook groups that were not my own. So it kind of feels like those are my roots and I want to help. It's also why I'm very specific about my free Facebook group not being a place for other people to do random promo. It's why I'm very specific about who can enter. Like, you have to fill out all the information. You have to follow the rules. If you don't, like, you are out. And I'm very okay removing people and blocking people and turning down entrance if you do not follow the basic four questions that you need to answer, or if you are constantly breaking the rules. We have a three-strike policy, and I am not willing to, put up with anything beyond that. So, I don't know if it's, I think the SEO roadmap is the most rewarding thing. Our Facebook group there is a lot like what Private Jet was, but without the effort, or not the effort, the expectation of like, this has to happen. Like, it's kind of a bonus that like, I will, if you post about like, oh, I don't know what my menu is, I'm like, hey, send me your blog and I'll do a little Loom video for you. We do those Q&As that are just a bonus. They are not a guarantee. And that's kind of the great thing, is it makes me feel like I can do it because I want to. And even though in my brain, I'm like, no, this is part of the course, it still gets to kind of feel fun. And I don't feel as like when my health was bad and I had to stop for a couple months, I didn't feel like the world was ending. So I think that's a bit of it. Any plans to start a membership in the future? No, none whatsoever. I did not really enjoy it. I didn't think it was a good experience. I much prefer a one and done situation where it's like, you buy it, you get the updates. We're kind of good. I think memberships are not my thing. If I ever did another one, it would be something like, I asked people about it because some people asked me about it, was doing a like just backlink newsletter kind of thing where it's like, okay, every week or month or something, I would send out backlink ops, like kind of in the vein of what Ashley does with sending out the flight opportunities. And I was like, yeah, maybe that would work. Not enough people were interested in it to make it worth my time or effort to do it. And like, realistically, I teach people in my higher level stuff how to find them, and it's not hard to find them. So I'm like, I don't think that would really work. And I don't know if SEO is the right niche for it. Like, I think if it was like general how to blog, maybe it could work better with some sort of system like that. But and because SEO to me is such a thing that you need to have all the components for, it's hard with a membership if people like leave partway through. It's hard if they don't go through the whole thing. I think that's tough. I also don't think I defined it well enough for myself, even of like what level these people are at for the type of content I was putting out. Like, I feel like I wasn't sure if I was targeting beginners or intermediate people, because I do think like the way that you kind of go about it is a bit different. And I would say if I ever did a membership again, it would be yearly. I would
never do anything monthly again. I don't even like payment plans and running them. I know that they're better for people who like cannot financially afford to drop a ton of money all at once. I fully respect that. It's not about them. It's very much about the payment systems themselves being a freaking headache to deal with. And they're just annoying. So I much prefer a one and done payment. You pay it all and then you just get the material. Even for payment plans, I have had a lot of issues with, even the same, like the rebill issues of just like, and the problem is it just stops rebilling them. So then we have to make another dummy sales page and stuff. And it's like the way that Stripe and Thrivecart communicate. And it's something that like happens with other companies too. So it's not just Thrivecart, but it's annoying. Or just like some people seem to think that it is a subscription and it's not, like you've signed a contract to pay the full thing. You have to legally pay the full thing. That's annoying too. What would you or should have done differently when you started? I think if I just knew all of this, if someone had told me all of this, I wouldn't have started it. Honestly, I would have spent all that time and effort, first of all, having fun on that road trip I did. Like I did not enjoy that road trip because I was so stressed about this. Between this and like trying to train a team at the same time, both very much situations I put myself in. I was not enjoying anything. I spent so much money on that stupid road trip because US hotels are dumb, so expensive. But yeah, I was like, I wasn't enjoying any of that time. And I didn't enjoy running it in the end, partially because of that. Like I was so burnt out from my whole day that then the bit of energy I had to like throw into this. And I never want to show up somewhere half-assing stuff. Like I always want to give my all. I want to give the happiest version of myself because I don't want to put like my negativity on anyone else. And so when I was having a bad day, when I was like not physically well and puking between like sessions and stuff, I didn't want anyone to see that. And it's hard to hide that stuff. It was really stressful. And yeah, if I had known how much work it really is, if I hadn't been kind of greedy for the monthly recurring revenue, I wouldn't have done it. Honestly, I wouldn't have done it. I get more now why some companies like stop giving you the recurring affiliate commission long term. Although I would say for those, like you do actively promote the company. So makes more sense. I wouldn't have done a 30% commission. I wish I'd closed it earlier. Honestly, that's what I would say is like, I wish that I had gotten rid of it faster. It was not serving me. I'm really good now about like, if something is not working, I will stop it. That's why I don't do like yearly signups to things anymore. So I'm not going to do like a year of a tool or something because it might be obsolete in 6 months. I would rather risk it and pay the extra 2 months if I have to than commit to something for a year that might not serve me because I had such a problem feeling stuck in stuff and feeling like I had to keep them going. I much, much, much prefer a one and done course where it's like, I've created it, it's done, you pay me the money and I will keep helping you and keep giving you the offers and everything that you need and everything. That makes my heart sing way more. And ultimately, like the SEO roadmap is my favorite thing for a reason. And I don't know why I decided I needed more stuff and stuff that kind of muddied the waters. And that's something that I'm trying really hard to focus on now is like not creating new stuff for the sake of it or because I didn't feel like I knew how to sell the roadmap, which like at the time, that's one of the reasons I made this. So I was like, oh, the roadmap isn't selling. Have you posted about it in 3 months? Have you done anything to talk about it? Not really. I felt uncomfortable with it. There were some blocks there and I've gotten past those. So I'm much happier promoting the roadmap. And ultimately, I think it is more valuable than a membership because like getting like this is the thing. A membership should either be informative or supportive. And I was trying to do both. And I don't think informative for SEO really works in this way. I think the supportive and like coaching you through your questions on it, but you need that basis. And that really comes from a full-on course where you just get the stuff. Now, if you want a membership, the best one I know is Jesse Festa's Travel Blog Prosperity. I'm still in it. I love it. That is my favorite membership on this earth because Jesse knows how to run a membership. I could not compete with Jesse if I wanted to. That woman is a powerhouse. So Jesse's membership, I've been in it since literally I got Theo like a week after joining. So like he grew up in the coaching calls. If you watch the old ones, like I always showed him because he was super cute. You'll see him growing up along the way, which is really funny. But her membership is amazing. First of all, because it's for different types of travel bloggers. So like there's Pinterest, there's TikTok, there's Instagram. She brings in guest experts all the time. You get like three or four coaching calls, or I think you get like two coaching calls a month. So there's like the Q&A call, the coaching call. There was a bunch more in January because it's goal setting season. So she's a bunch of those. There's some sort of live element to go with the whatever that month's masterclass thing is, which is like a course, not always a live masterclass. Then there's always a workbook to go with it. Then there's usually a tech call with Cousette from Techie Mama. And then there's either a co-working or like creative writing call where it's like you're learning how to be a better writer or like doing the thing. On top of that, there's a Facebook group. Like it is, she is on it. And then you get every month like way, like different like profitable opportunities for travel bloggers. So like maybe a new affiliate program, maybe like a new, I don't know, a new like paid opportunity or something. Like it's really cool. And I think that membership is the be-all membership for travel. She does like a $9 month trial for your first month. I'll link it below. Like I show up on all those coaching calls. I end up doing a lot of SEO coaching there, which is just like fun. But again, I get to do it because I want to. So if you want like some cheeky Nina coaching, go there. But yeah, that is the best membership. Jessie calls me on my shit all the time. And she is one of those people who will be like, hey, Nina, you're doing too much. And she will keep track. She writes down when you say your goals, and then she will follow up on them the next call. And that is something that like, I can't do for myself. I can't do it for other people. So I was not able to do enough of that element. And I don't think I could ever match her energy with it. And I don't want to, because she's already got the solution for that. So if you want a membership, that's where I would go for sure. If you're a travel blogger, she has non-travel bloggers in there too. I don't know any other memberships that are as great for other niches, but I'm sure they're out there. Please do not use this as a place to promote them. If that they're yours, please keep this promo free. But yeah, so that was kind of my experience with a membership. I had all these massive plans. And like, I think the thing as well was like my friends and I, we were all in like this season of memberships together. So like I'm in a few different like messenger groups and things like that. And like even just like Instagram chats with friends that are also bloggers. And the problem is like when we all get excited about something, we get really gung-ho about it. So like four of us were all like building these memberships and like these tiered systems at the same time. And I don't think any of us checked each other. We're like, hey, wait. And unfortunately, like I tend to dive in the fastest. Like I am one of those people that like when I get an idea, because of my ADHD, the hyperfixation happens and it's done very quickly. So I did it first and they were able to learn like, oh, wow, maybe we shouldn't do this. And I wish I had someone faster than me in them so I would have seen it first. Now, I think for different styles or different things, this can work way better, but I think it's so dependent on what the thing is. Like, I think just SEO is very hard because, like, it does kind of change every month, but I don't know if it changes enough for the way I had mine set up, I guess. Like, I think if it's more of the coaching of, like, asking questions and stuff, that's great. But I think it's also hard because like with other things, people can share a sales page. They're comfortable sharing their individual blog post to be reviewed. And it was really hard in this one because like I offered, I was like, hey, post your affiliate posts and I will read them. But there is a lot of fear, I think, in the SEO community of someone taking your keyword or something like that, which like, while I understand and I do get, you also to some extent need to like trust that your content is better and like, and the competition is always kind of a part of it. We are competing for the first spot on Google. Equally, I understand not wanting to have your post out there, have me tell you how to make it better and have them get to learn all that and then go do the thing. So I think that was a problem as well, of like having them be public, but I did want everyone to be able to learn together. And that is how Evelyn's was set up. So yeah, I think I don't think I'm cut out for memberships. I don't think they're my thing. I think for what I was doing, it wasn't the best option. And I think that they can work really well for a lot of other things. I do think low ticket memberships are where it's at. Like I've joined a really bad one before that was like $1,000 a month, but you had to do 6 months of it. So it was like immediately $6,000. It was the worst thing I've ever done in my life and I do not recommend it. Yeah, I regret it deeply. I have some friends from it because we trauma bonded over how bad it was, but would not recommend. But because of that, like we were stuck in this thing. And even once you realized it wasn't good, you were stuck there. And I wrote the person to be like, hey, how can we make this better? Like, here are some suggestions. And they did like two for a minute, but not really. And it was really a problem for me. So low ticket made sense when I was launching it. Ultimately, I did far too much. But I also wouldn't have been comfortable doing something that was like $1,000 a month. Like, that just didn't sit with me, especially at that time, because like, I don't feel like I'd earned it yet. Like, I hadn't like earned my stripes enough to charge something like that yet. I feel like I definitely have more authority and trustworthiness now that like, I feel like I could and feel more comfortable, but I don't think it's my thing. I don't know. Maybe one day, watch this space. Maybe it'll show up, but not my thing right now. And definitely, if you want to learn from me, the roadmap is the place. It's where the elements of this course or this membership all went. And I would say they were like, a lot of them were there already and were just better in the roadmap already. So it is kind of my be all and end all. As Denise Duffield Thomas says, well, I'm paraphrasing incorrectly, all roads lead to the roadmap. So that is where I would highly recommend you check me out. That's where you can get more information. If you do want private coaching with me, I don't offer it all the time. The way that you would get it is sign up for my email list. And when I open it a couple times a year, that's who I tell. And spots go first come, first serve. So you would need to get on it pretty quickly. They usually sell out within a day or two. So that would be my information for that. But the roadmap is where like you get group coaching in the Facebook group, which is great. And we do the Q&As, and yeah, it's a lot of fun. And for me, it's more freeing again, because it's not as much of a have to. It's like, that's a bonus to the thing. So I get to do it because I want to, and I don't feel as stuck as I think I did. I think I'm also in like a better place where I'm not driving across the country like 8 hours every other day, and not having to like figure out where I'm sleeping the next night, because that was frustrating. So I do think if you're going to run your own membership, do the research, plan it out, give yourself time to really think of the pros and cons, get yourself the support system that you need, and don't drive across the country regularly while you do it. Have a base, have like a planned base for yourself. I would also say like, start small and scale. Don't start with 1,000 things like I did. Start with like, okay, we're going to do one live element or one supportive thing a month. And also remember, you can start at like a $9 a month membership and then increase the price as you add things. That's totally doable, and probably a better system to set it up with, unless you have like a ton of authority in whatever you're talking about. And the base stuff that you would need to offer is so like intensive that you really should be charging more. And I'm not like saying that a higher ticket membership is not good. It's just not what's right for me, or wasn't right for me at the time, at least. And I definitely think yearly things make way more sense for me, because I hate admin work. I hate admin work. I have a money phobia. So I hate dealing with like money on the regular. And it just, yeah, that churn rate and even just the failed rebuilds, like I really was hard on myself for, and I was not prepared for how hard that would be. Now, I know this was a really long video, so I really appreciate you guys watching. I didn't want to cut anything out. I didn't want to like skip any of the information, because it was a huge learning experience for me. This was like a really intensive thing that did kind of take over my entire 2023 and a chunk of my 2024, honestly. I started working on this before I had my first 26K month in Black Friday of 2022 and before my first 30K month in January of 2023. By then, I was kind of already locked and loaded, and I think I should have been less greedy because of that, but I wasn't, and that's unfortunate. And a lot of my, and I wouldn't even say greedy is the right word, I would say more like addiction to hustling. Like, I felt like I had to keep scaling so much. And it wasn't even that like I really wanted the money. It was more that like I just wanted to unlock the next level, I guess. And you don't need to do that. You can be happy and like find a place that you're content and just stay there. And I did not do that. And even with this, like, I would not have been content to stay at 80 people. I would not have been content at 200. Like, I wanted this to be thousands of people. And that was slightly ridiculous. Yeah, my mistakes, things have been learned. I hope you learned a lot from this. Please make memberships if you want to. Make things that are like a paid newsletter. Make those things if they are right for you. Otherwise, definitely consider digital products. I'm going to dip now, but you will find a video on screen. There's also a little subscribe button if you haven't subscribed. I share a lot of information about SEO, blogging, WordPress, all sorts of helpful information. If there's another video you'd like to see from me, or you have other ideas for things I could talk about, or you have questions about this that I didn't answer, please post a comment below. I love chatting with you guys, and it does apparently help the algorithm that I do not understand. So yeah, I just show up and try to be helpful. And if y'all like it, it would help me if you could help the algorithm, because I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, bye, and have a lovely day.